Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, hello, I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
I want to give a big shout out to our Christian television audience around the nation. We're so glad to be able to be here with you and all 50 states, including Hawaii and the other 40. I'm not going to go that way.
Okay.
Somebody said there's 55 states or something like that.
57, I think.
50 states. And then there's Puerto Rico doing their own thing. Come on in.
Hey,
come
hey.
On in, 51.
Welcome in.
Come on in. They're like, why come in? We got all these benefits.
Just waiting to be welcome.
Why even? Come
just
on.
Just waiting to be
come
welcome.
Come on. Come on after this next election cycle. Come on. Come on in. Come on in. Well, today we're going to be talking about this tragedy that's taking place over in the Philippines with this typhoon. And those that are in America, you would call them hurricanes. But in that particular part of the world, they call them typhoons. It's the largest in world's history, from what I understand.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking about that and hearing some live interviews of what's taking place there. And it's just happened this morning. Remember to keep them in your prayers. And it may seem overwhelming to you because there's so many things going on. And we'll talk more about this. But don't pass it by. Don't get so dry. Don't let it overwhelm you where you don't say anything. I mean, even as simple as, you know, God save the king. God help the Philippine people. I mean, say something, because the enemy's trying to overwhelm with so many things going on at this very same time. God's getting our attention.
Oh yeah,
no doubt.
If you haven't yet heard, go to the Perfect Storm on the VFN Torch. Go to vfntv.com. You can see all these things, and there's more yet to come if we don't turn. Did you know? Also, we'll be talking about Reverend Billy Graham's 95th birthday.
Yes.
And the big outreach that he did as God continued to puff what he's doing and reach the world, and you can just feel the presence of the Lord and the mantle that's on him when he ministers. Mm. And he started off in a traditional sense, ended up in eventually moved into stadiums, reached the world, moved into palaces and the White House to council presidents all the way back to Harry Truman, I believe. I don't know.
I believe so.
And then now he's in his home, his hub, and he is there with his dog, and he's petting his dog, and he's reached the world right there from his own home. I mean, it is just like, but today's technology, what we're able to do, the world becomes our stadium today, and everybody our generation has everybody has the ability to print like a Gutenberg printing press. It just happens to be a digital press.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just powerful. We'll be talking about that as well. And all those that came, there's some interviews with those that came to his birthday party. You'd be surprised who was there, but it was amazing. All the leaders of the world that came. Also, we have, we're talking about Iran and their nuclear weaponry and how they're opening the concept of saying, we might cut back.
Really?
And people are like, oh, okay, good. And talking about cutting back on sanctions and all. And so we'll be talking about that as well. And it's like, when will we ever learn? I think it was one prime minister, they sent his bust back. Winston Churchill said, I don't want to quote what he said. But you just, this thing about it, when you're serving Lucifer, there's no cure for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, other than Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? That you can't negotiate with a rapid dog. That's kind of what he's saying. You know, that the dog's going to try to kill you. It's foaming at the mouth. You can't friend it. You can't pet it. It wants to devour you for whatever rapid reasons it has. Mm-hmm. And so you want to prevent your dog from getting rabies by, you know, taking care of them.
Mm-hmm.
But once they get rabies, you got to put them down.
Yeah.
And, you know, once somebody's totally loyalty's gone to Lucifer, and that's all they're going to do. I mean, it's just got like, okay, God, you're going to have to put them down because they're going to hurt society. They're going to hurt the world, mm-hmm. you know, that type of thing. And also, hopefully, we get a chance to get to, we're going to be talking, John's going to be talking to us about Tim Tebow, that the Jacksonville Jags, I believe, are saying, you know what?
The fans want them. They're calling them out,
yeah,
man.
I'm a fan.
I'm a Tim Tebow fan.
I'm a fan. I have his training video. I'll watch his training video and get like a sweat towel out. And just watching training, going like, man, I gotta do that. That's like he's pushing tires and stuff. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
We're walking around blocks like you walked around.
There you go,
little 2-inch block and stuff. And also the importance of gratitude and obedience. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to get to that today as well. Also, Dr. Michael Brown, 10 quotes.
Rock your world. Rock. 10 quotes that have ministered to him throughout his life, and a couple of those I remember myself. And we're gonna be sharing them with you. They're challenging and it'll stir your heart.
You know, I just the enthusiasm you have this morning is just rocking me. I'm just like trembling.
I'm trying,
such great expectancy.
I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get there.
To jazz radio.
I'm trying to
the
get there.
The next one is the flute.
I'm trying to get there. The sax is coming.
Well, that's good, but you know, it's early. Also, we're gonna be talking about the ACTXY. Now, they don't call
what?
It. They don't call it anymore. The Obama Healthcare. They don't call it the Affordable Healthcare Act. They're calling it like the ACFT. I was like, what are they talking about? You got to Google it. Like, oh, now that it's crumbling. It's like, oh my goodness.
Repackage it.
Yeah, and it's like.
Beef leg.
But I happen to have some information here talking about what they're going to do with all your information.
Oh, that's nice.
I have it right here, and it is. An open society.
Mm.
It's the, I guess, the president of the financial council for the next presidential candidate who believes in open society, these borders. We're moving into an open society, which means you ain't got no secrets. And if you got something, they going to know you got
that's
it.
Right. Get ready.
That ain't no rash. That's a graven image. Anyway, so the there we go. Hello.
Hey.
Welcome. And we're very excited about that. And we got our Ian list out there. We'll make sure we got that totally covered. We're excited about being on Christian Television Network around the nation and even the world.
Yeah.
We're just praying for you. We're praying for the nation. We believe, and the Lord's told us very specifically. America, that there's hope. And we're believing for a third great awakening. And what that is, like a DNA change. But it's almost like a four blood moon period, too, because we'll be talking about that in the near future because they're about to happen again.
Yeah.
But in four blood moons, it always starts with tears. But it ends with Israel becoming a nation.
That's right.
It ends with America correcting its evil and all men being free. And that's what happened after the second Great Awakening, where, you know, the Lord allowed President Lincoln to be elected after 37,000 failures. You know, the whole list of, you know, you never didn't make it. And then he made it and with great tragedy in his life. But he signed an executive order. And people that are talking about negative about executive orders, and the Emancipation Proclamation was an executive order.
Mm.
Because sometimes, you know, what men won't do by choice, God will do by force. Mm-hmm. And God's original intent was signed that day in the Emancipation Proclamation by our president. All authority is established by God in the context of that, his servants. And so he will even holds the, you know, Nebuchadnezzar was his servant. So he's totally in control in the context of that. And I was studying this morning, you know, just getting in the word with Paul. And sometimes people try to make the authority out to be their enemy. But if you really look at it, it's folks using authority and lying to authority and conspiring themselves and presenting lies to authority, trying to use other people's legitimate authority to come against you. But if you'll notice, God used that very same authority to rescue Paul. And so, you know, you can't get this thing because that's Lucifer tactics. That's Zelensky tactics is all of a sudden you're getting confused and you're thinking, oh, well, you know, the government's bad or the Constitution's bad or the police are bad. That's not true. You know, all authority is established by God. There may be somebody trying to organize and have a conspiracy
and use them
and put a pretext conversation out with ulterior motives out and trying to use that. But understand that. Since it's established by God, he can deal with it. He can deal with it. And this is what Jesus said when Pilate said, don't you understand I'm the head man around here? Don't you understand that I'm about to crucify you? don't you realize that I know what's going on right here, and all you got to do is tell me what I want to hear, and I could let you go? And God said through his son, because Jesus waited to hear what the Father was going to tell him to say, because he said nothing unless the Father said it. He said, you ain't got no authority, Pilate. You have no authority, so what's given you from above? So I want to encourage you today, don't buy into the Yalinsky tactics. Don't buy in to the Lucifer tactics to cause you to start thinking that what God has established is he has no control over it. That it's just out there and whatever. I mean, of course, if they buy into the lies of the enemy, they may be, for a momentary moment in time, they may be deceived. But understand this, Jesus came to set people free. Mm-hmm. And the truth, when you speak the truth, God will reveal in their heart. I mean, think about when the king that took Sarah to be his wife. And Abraham's going like, hey, that's my sister, you know, and yeah. And he took her. And so, but God, Pharaoh, and that he was totally at the whim of the creator of the universe.
That's right.
And so here, Abraham was trying to work his way through this because they knew they would kill him because his wife was so hot, right?
Hey.
That's right. I knew this. Yeah.
He liked
hey!
That.
Hey! Good morning. How are you doing? Twinkle toes.
Or twinkle head. We'll get to that.
Let's drop that. No, we're going to talk the blood sacrifice today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, tell me.
It's like a little... No, but think about it. This is Abraham, who's the father of faith, which he truly believed the God that called him out and said, get thee up and go, and he went.
Mm-hmm.
And so he knew, he talked to his wife and said, listen, you know, baby, we've been in the desert for a long time, and, you know, you don't know how these guys are, and I got to tell you now, you know, I married up.
I haven't told you lately.
I haven't told you that.
You're hot.
Yeah. Actually, you literally married up. I mean, it's like...
In so many ways.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, yeah, that too. Yeah, I'm just talking about...
Yeah, uh-huh. Right.
Feet. And the... And so he entrusted himself to God, and God spoke to authority. Understand, he spoke to this Pharaoh and said, this woman that you're about to take as your wife, that is not your wife, and that ain't his sister. That's his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And so he didn't have to tell him this was his wife. God was going to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about how many people are trying to manipulate and control and push authority, and it's just like, you know what, how about the fact praying for those in authority over you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you can have a peaceful life, understanding that all authority is established by God, and those who rebel against it, which resist what's been established by God, any control or authority, are resisting against what God has established. And they're bringing judgment on themselves. They don't bear the sword for nothing. They're there to punish the wrongdoer.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to hear God out in the context of what's going on. But listen, this evil king, and all of a sudden their entire economy collapsed and their ability to produce stopped because they stepped outside of God's order with Abraham, right?
Yeah.
And he says, if you don't get this lady back to him, it's going to be bad.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, he not only did he give her back, but he gave him a whole bunch of his stuff and wealth and just said, please go about your business. Here's some gold and some goats and sheep and gave him a whole bunch of stuff. Why didn't you tell me this and all this kind of stuff? And
isn't that where Hagar came from? Hagar?
No.
It wasn't from that?
No.
Okay.
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't Hagar. That's it? Okay. I'm just having fun this morning. What kind of break? I'm working on a break. Somebody show me a break here. And so in the context of that, that he left blessed, but God did all that, which means if you relax and you abide and you know that, realize that God holds the king's hearts like and directs it like a water course, then you will pray for those in authority over you. You will carefully allow God to speak to them and rescue them. Even though people are using authority to try to manipulate you and try to manipulate this country, God will come in and rescue you.
Mm-hmm.
He will come in and rescue, just like he did over and over and over again.
He is just.
Hell, he is just. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can you lose your job for referring to your faith? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Out of the blue here all of a sudden last Wednesday morning, here comes my boss walking into one of the stores I was in, and he goes, I'm going to have to let you go. And I said, for what? And he said, harassment. You can't tell people that if you're not religious, you're going to go to H-E-L-L. And I said, I didn't say any of that.
Yeah, let me tell you this. You can't be fired for your faith, and it had to be documented. There was this attempt a few years ago to create what was called a religious-free zone at the workplace, but that did not come into fruition. And we beat those guidelines back. So, again, that's an overreaction. Let me get you in touch also with our lawyers here at the ACLJ and get you some help. And by the way, great resources, Gary, on our website. The On the Issues section, when you go there, right there on the website, has a whole section about workplace and what you can and cannot do. But since you've been terminated here, let me get you in touch with our lawyers.
Visit us at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Here we are. Yes, VFN-TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level, linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. This deadly mega typhoon that's just hit this morning in Philippines is tragic. It's the largest, reportedly the largest hurricane in our history, you know, reported. Ever. Listen to CPN News, and we'll be back to talk about this in a moment.
It is being called one of the most powerful typhoons ever recorded. Super Typhoon Haiyan slammed into the Philippines Friday, and although there was plenty of warning, officials fear the worst.
Winds exceeding 124 miles per hour and heavy rains triggered landslides, uprooted trees, and ripped off roofs across the central Philippines today. Typhoon Haiyan is believed to be the strongest ever to hit land, more powerful than a Category 5 hurricane.
The winds right now estimated at 195 miles per hour. To give you an idea of how strong that is, Katrina at its strongest, winds are only 175 miles per hour. We're talking gusts right now over 200 miles per hour.
Haiyan is a massive 300 miles wide. That's about the distance from Boston to Philadelphia.
Along the path of this storm, you can expect complete devastation. It's going to act like a razor blade along the path of its eye.
More than 700,000 people were forced to evacuate, but officials say they still fear a massive loss of life and property. Due to cutoff communication, it's still impossible to know the extent of casualties and damage. One official told the Associated Press by phone, quote, "When you're faced with such a scenario, you can only pray and pray and pray." Forecasters say Typhoon Haiyan is passing out of the Philippines and moving into the South China Sea on Saturday, heading towards Vietnam. They say one positive aspect of this storm is that it's moving so fast that flooding from heavy rains may not be as bad.
Our Asia correspondent Lucille Talusan joins us now in Manila by way of Skype. The eye of the storm passed south of the Philippines capital. Lucille, what can you tell us about the storm's impact on the Philippines?
Yes, well, right now here in Metro Manila, we are experiencing heavy rainfall and also gusty winds. But Typhoon Yolanda, that's how we call it here in the Philippines, made 5 landfalls in several island provinces in central Philippines, which is the island of Visayas. And right now there are power outages in the whole island. It's out of power there, and communication is disrupted as a result. There's been a lot of damages to the houses, and the Filipinos there were really terrified of the very strong winds that hit the area in the Visayas.
Well, understandably. CBN Disaster Relief has a strong presence in the Philippines. How are they preparing to help the victims?
The teams are just waiting for to be deployed right now because of very poor communication. They cannot identify yet which areas to go to. As you have reported, it's very wide. The scope of the typhoon is very wide. And but I was talking to Dr. Kim Pascual, who heads the CBN Disaster Relief here in the Philippines, and she said that the teams are already preparing, and of course we are going to distribute relief goods such as mats, blankets, and tents.
Indeed.
And also food and water. You know, Ephraim, CBN, the disaster relief teams have been very busy for the past 5 months.
Absolutely.
You know, we've been hit with storms, monsoon rains, the earthquake, the war.
Absolutely.
And right now, CBN is still there in Zamboanga helping with the livelihood of the victims of the mm-hmm. war. They're now in Bohol.
All right.
The Bohol was the one that was struck by the earthquake, feeding
All right, Lucille,
the
thank
victims
you.
Of the typhoon.
That's CBN News. That's CBN News. Can you pull that down? That's CBN News reporting what's taking place right now with this hurricane, Haiyan, and it's, you know, coming through a few hurricanes ourselves. These are major. This is
no
major.
Doubt.
And their infrastructure is not as strong
no.
as hurricane clips and tie downs and J-bolts and things that we have in building codes in the hurricane areas of America, which now includes all the way up to New York and all the way down to Florida, the Gulf Coast, Texas area. And that is some serious, serious speed. I just want to let you know that Operation Blessing and Samaritan's Purse, you can get to them at VFNTV.com, and in the menu it says links. When you click on that, you'll see Operation Blessing, and you'll also see Samaritan Purse. Samaritan Purse was and is led by Franklin Graham, which is Reverend Billy Graham's son. And this is a very compassionate man, amazingly compassionate, and he's the real deal.
Yeah.
He's the real deal. He has a significant infrastructure to not only show up with massive help, but perpetual help that stays there continually, and they're still all over the place. And it's based off of, remember, Jesus said that if you go past someone and they're been robbed, and you just go, my goodness, it's terrible what happened to you. Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's terrible what happened to you, Syria. It's terrible what happened to you, you know, homeless person or whatever. And then you just pass them by. He says, that's evil.
Right.
He says, but a good Samaritan, this is what we're called to do, is to go and clean them up and get them an inn, get them a place to be able to stay and
feed them,
shelter. And take care of that for that night and then move on.
Mm-hmm.
And so establish them. And that's where you say Samaritan's Purse. It's not just some name. It is the fulfillment of what Jesus, it's one of the many ministries that are fulfilling what Jesus said. But I love when the semantics are the same.
Mm-hmm.
I love when the heart, the spirit, the mind, the soul, the name, the scripture, I love when it's all the same.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No matter where you fall in the will of God. In the context of that. And Samaritan's Purse. So when you give to Samaritan Purse right now, you can go to VFNTV.com, click on links in the menu, and you'll see Samaritan Purse. Go there. It'll take you right to where you can give instantly, right now, to this tragedy taking place in the Philippines as we speak. And there's going to be some major rebuild.
Yeah.
I mean, major, major rebuild. And we just pray right now. Let's just pray. Father God, we just pray for the Philippines. We pray for Edith and Stanley and all the ones that went down with her to minister there. You keep them safe and give them the grace and the favor to be able to help folks. God, we just pray for a rebuild stronger than they were before. We pray, Father God, as the leader called out and said, you know, this is the time to pray, pray, pray. We pray that they would pray and that you would hear their prayers, God, and that they would turn and that would be a Christian nation.
Yes. Mm.
A Christian nation, one that you can bless and rebuild and to restore, Father God. And we just ask you for that. We ask you for that and touch the hearts of your folks and people that will give. Go to VFNTV.com right now. Click on links and go to Samaritan Purse. And with you're three clicks away from being what Jesus said, a good Samaritan. Well, what's taking place with, we have a few moments left about, well, we're not going to probably have a lot of time to talk about that, but
when we come back, I want to make sure we share about it. But you know, so many things are happening right now, mm-hmm. and it looks like Tim Tebow may be coming back. The folks, you're not, listen, you're out when God says you're out, okay?
Right.
It's over when God says it's over. No matter what man says or does, mm-hmm. God always has the last word.
Your
always.
Gift will make room for you, won't it?
Sure will.
It'll make
sure
room
will.
For you. They're actually calling out for him to come. I can't wait. Make sure you join us on the other side. And those in Christian Television Network, we're so excited about being with you. We plan to be with you 5 days a week right here over the nation every single Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Make sure you catch us. Find out more at VFNTV.com.
Don't forget to visit our sponsors. Go to VFNTV.com. And look at our sponsors and our underwriters. We have all the information there for you. Phone numbers, web addresses, their physical address. Visit today. Listen, if you need a mobile mechanic and you're in the Gulf Coast, my goodness, AB Mobile Mechanics, they are Johnny on the spot. On-site repair.
Are.
They're fair, they're friendly, and they're fast. Give them a call. Also, if you're in Mobile, check out Steve Barnhill's Peyton Body Shop. No job is too big and no job is too small. They can fix it all. They have a huge facility there. And if you need work on your vehicle, you want to contact them. They'll do it right.
And if I'm hungry in New Jersey, where would I go for some Cuban food?
Yolanda's Cocina Cubana.
Yes.
Cuban food, delicioso. VFNTV.com. Become a sponsor today. Check them out.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, quite often, you know, we're looking and we're searching, we're trying to find out, you know, maybe this will actually make me feel better. Maybe this job will fix me. Maybe this relationship will fix me. Maybe money will fix me. Maybe education will fix me. Maybe medication will fix me. I don't know what it is, but something we're always trying to, we don't consciously say, hey, I need a fix. We don't consciously say I have a hole in my heart and I'm trying to fill it. But the truth is, if we really studied it, if we really thought it through, the truth is that we have a hole in our heart and we're trying to fill it and nothing's working. And I'm going to tell you something, that journey that you went on, that you went to relationship after relationship, you went to job after job, you went after money, you went after fame, whatever it is. And it leaves you not only dry, but it leaves you shameful. It leaves you like, I'm not worth anything now. But let me tell you something, that was nothing but a distraction. That our God, through his son Jesus Christ, can actually cleanse you from all that. Don't worry about it. It's only religious people who will tell you that God won't accept you. That's like the Pharisees. That's the whole reason why Jesus came for us. You know, you got to meet God through his son Jesus Christ. There's nothing more powerful. As a matter of fact, we shared a few of our stories at meetmyfather.org. We've shared a couple of them just to find out so you can get the different perspectives of how, you know, the people that God saves. You know, Paul said this. He said, the reason why God saved me is because I was the chiefest of sinners. And by looking at me, you can see how big his grace is. There's enough grace for you. You've got to meet my Father. Go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
Steve, Pat, it's the weekend. Now, you do know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
The marathon weekend.
That's right. It's the marathon weekend, boys. And you don't want to miss it. Saturday, 9 a.m. all the way till Monday. You'll be able to catch back-to-back VFN radio programs. You certainly don't want to miss it. No interruptions, no commercials, just pure education, pure inspiration, pure revelation on Marathon Weekend. Don't miss it.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton and John Ramos. And here we are in the program, VFN TV program, VFN Radio. We're excited about being here.
Yes.
And if you missed our earlier program, make sure you catch it. You know, we've got to be able to be there for those that are going through such tragedy. And one way to do that is through Samaritan's Purse, because of this horrific hurricane that's hit the Philippines. And understand, when God sees us being there for others, remember we talked about, you know, what is a good safe plan for you? It's actually caring for the weak, caring for those who are down.
That's right.
And if you'll do that, you know, God will protect you, a protection plan. And just outside of that, we should have compassion.
Yeah.
And we definitely understand compassion in regards to high winds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they keep comparing it to Katrina, but let me tell you, you know, Ivan was pretty big one, you know.
Yeah, they forget. It's always so many storms. They just keep forget the next one. That's how it's going to be. So you got to pay close attention.
Mm-hmm.
Well, talk to us, man. This is exciting about Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow, listen, this player has gone through so many football teams. Baseball. He's gone, you know, he's played for the Denver Broncos. He's played for the Jets. Then they want to bring him over to the Patriots. And almost played. And they released him. But I love his intensity. I love his stand for the Lord, uncompromising. I mean, just bold witness for the Lord. And God used him in a football game to really preach a message. I mean, he threw 316 yards. When they told him he couldn't wear the scriptures on his face, and they made that law because of him.
Yep.
It was all because of him. They stopped doing that, where he would put scriptures on his face.
All because of Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how powerful he is.
Think about that.
You can't even put like some numbers that represent just a part of his. You didn't have to. You know what I'm saying? You just got to just put some numbers that kind of just hint towards who he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wow?
Yeah.
Totally wow.
Well, one of the bowl games that he played in, the college bowl games, just said that Google, that John 3:16 was the most hit thing,
right,
most searched that day. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Well, you know, he was just been released by the Patriots, and he's been just kind of hanging low. And now the Jacksonville Jaguars, the fans, because he's from Jacksonville now. Mm-hmm. He's from Jacksonville. They are putting up billboards all across Jacksonville, encouraging the owner, Mr. Khan, sign Tebow. This Christian Post reporting this. Sign Tebow and we will fill the stadium. This is what the billboards read. And you think about that. You know, and so they're pressing. I mean, he was offered $1 million to go play in Russia, and my understanding is that he said no.
For Gog and Magog.
Thank you, Tim, for not going to Russia.
Yeah.
Right. But you look at this, it doesn't matter what man says. It doesn't matter when people write you off, especially when you're standing for Jesus. They're going to look for ways to you know, try to snuff you out. But listen, God is always has the last word.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be interesting. Don't give up on Tim Tebow. Certainly don't give up on God. And don't give up on the dreams and the vision that the Lord has given you. Listen, your life and your dream and your visions, they don't rest in other people's hands. They rest in the hands of the Lord. And God's going to do whatever he wants to do through your life as long as you surrender to his will, to his direction, and you abide with him. And we're just holding on and believing that God's going to continue to use this young man in a powerful way and give him more platform. But wouldn't it be just like God to bring Tebow to a place where he can be used on that type of scale?
Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, he's like a Samson. I mean, he's like a Samson. And he says, the word of God says, is your gift will make room for you. And he unapologetically loves God and loves football.
Yeah.
And loves people. Mm-hmm. And he's a man without guile. He just kind of like, you know, let's just do this thing. And every team they ever allowed him to play on has been blessed. And it's like, are you going to lock Joseph down here? I mean, come on. I mean, really? And it's like, you're one of Lucifer's children. If you're really trying to take this player out, you're willing to lose. You're willing to lose. You know why? because all your businesses that write you checks for your all your products and your stuff that make your jerseys and stuff, they're telling you, listen, if you don't get this light out of here, you know, we're going to stop doing business with you. Mm-hmm. And you just sold God out for 30 pieces of silver. Yeah. I mean, it's not, he's not God. I'm not saying he's God, but that was a witness to, that was a witness on the high place in Denver for God.
Yeah.
In the whole world. I mean, God showed himself mighty. You know, we don't have a lot of time to talk about the different things, but you can see it on the VFN torch. Maybe it's a related link to this that you can see. But everything was 316. I mean, everything was 316. So you can say what you want to. I mean, God was just driving home. Check out 316, which is, for God so loved the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. I mean, think about that.
Wow.
That's amazing. What a loving God we have.
Amazing. You know, you see this. He sold so many of these jerseys.
And we're looking for places to buy another jersey, but it's like we're going to have to buy a green screen jersey and just put stuff on it, you know?
But I have the Jets Tebow t-shirt.
But I really believe, though, by the way, I really believe that he should have played with the Jags. He probably should. Well, I don't know. Oh, not that God revealed to us about the high place. But he was originally being recruited by the Jags. Yeah, based on my knowledge, I don't know. You know, Pat's the attic,
the attic,
the
that's
sports.
Chris.
The sports.
Oh,
man, you don't even have a mic.
That's right.
Good thing he wasn't listening.
That's right.
he was in prayer, I guess.
Yeah.
I was saying, you look at all these NFL players right now that are doing, you know, horrific things in sports.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, just not really good role models. And you have this, and we're not trying to lift, you know, Tim Tebow up to something that, you know, he's not. He's just a humble guy that loves God.
It's God in him.
You know? Yeah, it's exactly. And you want this guy on your team. I mean, you want this guy on your team. And I thought it's interesting that we just finished talking about the Philippines and we just transitioned to talking about Tim Tebow. But Tim Tebow was actually born in the Philippines.
And has an orphanage.
And has, yeah, built a whole orphanage and medical place. My understanding is huge. And it's just so cool. I just think that God's going to continue to use this young man. And just watch out. Watch out.
Very, you know, that's so true. That's so true. Keep him in your prayers. I mean, think about it. What is your heart's desire? His heart's desire is to love God, love others, lead others to the same, and play football.
Yeah.
And he has proven he's using his platform. And, you know, folks that you're thinking like, are you talking about Jesus now? Because the last thing I talked to you about the last 20 years was just football. And now because a Christian who's bold for God, and if you hadn't, the Tebow factor, you can actually listen to it. It's specifically what that Christian NFL football player did at the timing that he did and the place that he did it on a place that darkness was an offering was made, that now a light offering was made and everything had to shift because the high place was taken over by a Christian.
Unashamed.
The whole world
saw it. Unashamed.
He's like, God's going like, really? Come on, watch. I got somebody that runs around with a ball up and down a field. I'll put him there, and he'll the whole world will look at this guy.
I mean, he kicked in so many barriers. You had, you know, you didn't hear about too many Christian athletes after that, and all of a sudden, everyone's just kind of coming on out. He's kind of paved the way. But I'm seeing a whole lot of people, whatever industry that they're in, they're saying, you know what? I'm not going to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not going to be ashamed of Jesus. How can we?
Right.
And Bold witness for God all over the world.
Yeah, and a lot of people are, you know, standing up for this bullying situation that happened. I mean, you know, nothing personal, but, you know, I played football. And they kind of like, we're knocking each other around and we're hitting each other. I mean, it wasn't a tea party.
Right.
Like a little girl would have with her mother or something. I mean, it was pretty rugged.
And this was pretty intense. You know, with the
it was a natural place for Pat to flourish. It was real. It's like, no, come out. Well, it used to be. Now just, you know.
Allegedly what was transpired is
Philippians with the F-150. It can take you down. You get older. I mean, it's more difficult when you get older.
Yeah, very.
Very, very. Very. Yeah, it's the, but hey, when we get back from this break, I have something I want to share with you. God's laid on my heart. And we're going to get back to what we're talking about, but this is something, a now word, I believe, about how we got to deal with jealousy and envy. deal with jealousy and envy in the body of Christ, because we are called to be united and functioning together in one place.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Well, there's nothing like having a light, knowing where you're going in the dark place. And we're told that darkness covers the earth, thick darkness covers the folks, covers the people. But Jesus, the light of the world, he came to give us light. That's what's so awesome. And it says, you know what? Not only did he come to give us light, but he came to be the light, but he came to give us that light, which is the life of men. And then he gave us the word which is the light. He is the word, and the word became flesh. As a matter of fact, if you have not yet, catch this moment at the VFN Dream Center. Listen how important it is, to be in the light.
If you just get enough light and word to get saved and find out where you are in Christ, but you spend no time walking out the word, it's not going to end well for you. There's going to be a lot of people who went that way, and they're going to encourage you on that wide way, and they're going to tell you you're totally fine. As a matter of fact, George Barna says in Barna Group, he does a statistical survey of the church, and he says 81% of regular church attenders who say they go to church, according to George Barna, don't even read the light. They don't even read the word. What does that automatically mean? They're in what? Darkness. And so you have a dark, spiritually speaking, people looking at a dark leadership, 530 people in Washington, D.C., and they're thinking that my darkness is going to change their darkness. It's like, that's foolishness. That's a riot. Yes, it's gross darkness. And not only does he say that 81% of the people who call themselves Christians are not reading the word, he says that 19% out of the 19% that are reading the word, only 3% of them actually use it as light to get around. They actually read it and apply it to their life. In other words, they look at the map, they find out where they are, and they change their direction based on the map, on the Word of God. Which means what? 97% of the people who call themselves Christians, according to George Bonner, are where? In the darkness. That's why 97% are not giving to God in his tithes and offerings, because they're in darkness. They don't know. You don't know what you don't know. But what's so crazy is because they're not reading. They're going to Washington, D.C. and marching out there and complaining about them taxing them too much money on their taxes and doing this and doing that. And it's like, okay, you're saying that you're paying too much taxes while you're robbing from God. It's like, you need to get in the Word. It's not going to be good. Satan's going to eat your lunch. You're going there telling people how to be married and how not to be married. And look at yourself. If you read the Word, you find out your marriage is in shambles. Your children are just trying to survive your darkness. Come on. We wouldn't get in a fight. We're going to lose that fight. I'm just saying. 97% is in darkness. Well, you can say, well, that's just terrible. You say, oh, I just need to be the light then. Jesus came as one and became many. Then we can become one in Him, and we can what? Become many. People just don't, the enemy has underestimated you and the power of your wattage when you decide to live a godly life before God. You walk in the workplace and the place goes, and demons are like, oh, she's here, he's here. Because they know you're the light when you walk in. They're like, whoa, Susie's here. Then they go like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to say that around you. You're like, how in the world would you even be bothered with that? What you did to me was worse than what you just said to me. Anyway, because they see the light, they know.
It's so important. If you want to get a chance to join the dream, go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Vinefellowshipnetwork.org. You can even join us physically, or you can join us virtually. It's vinefellowshipnetwork.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. I'm talking about the jail of jealousy and the guards of envy. The jail of jealousy and the guards of envy. So many people right now are locked up behind bars, literally, physically behind bars, because they were jealous of what that store owner had behind the counter. Mm. They were jealous of what that man had in his house, his wife, and they wanted her. They wanted what someone else had. They envied it. They wanted it. They took it. And then Romans 13, 1 through 5 comes down to them like a just river from the throne of God. Mm. And they get locked up in jail. And so you talk to them and you say, you know, why are you here? He says, well, they say, I mean, I spent 10 years in law enforcement. That's what people say. They go, this is what the majority of folks say that are behind bars. They're still, while they're behind bars, blaming other folks for how they got there. Mm. It is so tiring. Everybody, I mean, you just wait. When somebody finally breaks free from something, their first words out of their mouth will be justification that somebody else is their fault. Mm-hmm. And then they'll begin to talk. But you know what? You cannot give forgiveness until you can take ownership for your own stuff. Because right. You know, yeah. I murdered 17,300 people. I incinerated 15,000 babies. But my dad beat me when I was little. And it's okay, you killed all them folks. You know, how does that wash? And people go, oh, I understand why he killed a country. You know, it's like, no, you got to own that. You got to own that. And if you own it, God will forgive it. And jail of jealousy, and it's like, it's so old when you're in guarding folks in law enforcement. You know, I would actually just bring them to the hotel and leave that and check them in. And but they would say, they say I'm in here for this, or they say I'm in for this. You know, if my husband wouldn't have, if my parents wouldn't have, VOP. Let's move on. We don't have enough time for that. It would take the rest of the year to finish that out. Violation of probation. Oh, you're going to shut me down, man. You're going to shut me down. Why did you leave law enforcement? VOP.
Yeah, all right.
VOP. What's that stands for? Disassociation from my own crimes. Mm. Anyway, and that's the church, man. You know what I'm saying? And so here we are. And so what put them behind the bars? They were jealous. They wanted what someone else had. And you look at the definition of jealousy. It's feeling resentment against the man. Feeling resentment against the boss. Feeling resentment against someone because of that person's rivalry, success, advantage, stuff, things, whatever. Feeling resentment because of another's success or advantage, you know, characterized by or proceeding from suspicious fears and envious resentment. Mm. This is what happens when people get jealous. Like, what are you always talking? What's up with you? What is that spirit of jealousy flying around your head? What is that guard of envy keeping you, holding you back like that? Inclined to trouble. Troubled by suspicion and fears and rivalry. I mean, you're all upset inside, but you don't understand. That's a spirit of jealousy. Mm-hmm. That's a spirit of jealousy. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against a spiritual dark things. Mm-hmm. Ephesians 6:12. And so in the context of that, that's a spirit of jealousy. And let me tell you what comes to the spirit of jealousy. Murder. Murder. If you don't deal with that spirit of jealousy, and you think, well, I'm not going to kill nobody. And this is exactly what the Word of God says. If you hate your brother, if you're jealous of your brother, if you're hating on them, that's murder.
That's right.
That's equal to murder. Is it not? Am I not?
No, that's right. That's right.
So you're murdering your brother. You're murdering your sister because you're jealous of them. Mm. And it's amazing how green brown grass looks from a distance. Mm-hmm. Do you really want to be a saint? Anyway, I'm just joking. Just let's move on. But the jealousy, and it's like, come on. Sometimes you can't even move anywhere. I remember my first act in ministry when I was asked to take on a particular ministry. This person comes up to me and says, oh, I'm so excited for you to be able to have this ministry. I'm thinking, like, first of all, when I was asked to do it, I'm thinking, are you sure?
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm from 3rd Street. I mean, do you really want me? You know, and of course, John Kilpatrick, Brother Kilpatrick, my spiritual father, kind of laughs at me. And he tells me he wants me to do it. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why he wants me to do it. Mm-hmm. But so all of a sudden somebody's going like, I want to help you. I'm like, well, this is so great. I've already got a cheerleader here, you know, and and a long story short, I find out was this person wanted what I got, mm-hmm. which I didn't even ask for.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they wanted it so bad that they burned with jealousy and envy in their heart. And their mouth would run against me, and these things would happen. And it was just like, they would be publicly critical, and their heart would be critical. And also, it's like, I thought you were my cheerleader. I thought you were helping me. I didn't want to take this in the first place. And another long story short, he died in his 30s.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Spent his whole life in that. And I was just, you know, I just didn't realize people envy folks. People want what you, people can be jealous of you. I mean, for example, you know, I'm sure Pat walks around going, I know people are looking at me and wishing they look like me.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's something.
John, I don't have that issue.
No, I don't have that issue.
It never crossed my mind.
It never crossed your mind. I saw it was written on your mirror in the thing.
Oh, my. They're going to believe stuff. Yeah,
No, it wasn't written on the mirror. It was a chalkboard. But this is the whole thing is that people that strive so hard to look well, quite often they're driven by a voice that says they don't.
Mm.
And no matter how much weight they lose, no matter what kind of they do to their body, they still feel like they don't. But because of that evil thing driving them to do that, darkness comes in and causes people to be jealous of that because they want that.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden the devil's having a field day where the whole situation, instead of people just being at peace with who you are and what God's entrusted to you. And it's like the church is locked up right now. A lot of the church is locked up. Believers are locked up in this jail of jealousy, guarded by envy. I mean, there's even businesses called envy. Mm. That Christians say, I got a business, it's called envy. And it's like, it's like, don't wow. you just, and you, so then you have people going to these businesses and they go, man, I envy the fact that you got a chance to go to Envy. What are we doing? What are we doing? Of course, if you're not a believer, I'm just talking about, you know, that understand if your business is called jealousy, it's probably not a good thing to do. You don't want to stir up hate, mm-hmm. right? That would be stirring up hate, hating on your brother. And so, but then you think about it, that he wanted what God gave me that I didn't even ask for.
Mm.
And I did because I was asked to, and he was jealous. He wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes me think about, when Paul's talking to, the church at Corinth, man, and they were a lot like America, weren't they?
Oh my goodness.
And he's talking about it in Romans chapter 12. He says, verse 12, he says, the body, which is the body of Christ, is a unit, human body, though it's made up of many parts, though all the parts are many, they form one body.
Mm.
They form one body. For we were all baptized into one spirit, into one body, whether Jew or Greek, slave or free, we were all given the one spirit to drink. Now, the body is not made up of one part, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be a part of the body. You think about it. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? And if the whole body was an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged you.
Mm.
God has arranged you. God has arranged the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. And you think about that. How important is that? That when you're sitting here thinking, I don't like what I'm doing, and I want to do something else, and, you know, I want to be the preacher, I want to be the teacher, I want to be the singer. I mean, there's more jealousy and envy going on with that particular gift that's being stirred up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I want to, you know, I don't know. You name it 10,000 different things. instead of saying, you know what? The only reason I am anything is because God has put me here and mm-hmm. placed me here.
Right.
And the talents that that he's given me in the place, he's put me here and he's arranged me here. So for me to be discontented where I am and to be envious of where you are, then it's for me to be held captive by darkness and to be in rebellion against the arranger, mm-hmm. the supreme organizer of the body, right? Jesus Christ. And so envy would cause, and the thing about it then, so when all of a sudden the eye goes, because I'm not a hand, then I'm not a part of the body. That's a lie. And what happens is now the body stops seeing because you didn't do your job.
Mm.
You didn't, and the body stops walking because all of a sudden you think you're a foot, and because you're not an eye, then you're not a part of the body. You are a part of the body, but now it ain't going nowhere because you're not walking. And somebody says, what is the church's problem? Did you ever think it's because you are jealous of everybody else's call and position when you're supposed to be doing what you're called to do? Did you ever think about that? Did you ever think about that? I mean, think about it. What if all the parts just functioned together?
Mm-hmm.
What if they all just started moving? It's like, this is who I am. I'm an eye. If you need to see something, come and get me. But I'm not a hand. Let me introduce you to the hand. I'm not a hand, but I'm an mm-hmm. eye. I'm not a foot. I'm an eye. You know what I'm saying? Just imagine all the parts functioning together as God has ordered them and orchestrated them. Imagine how powerful it will be. This is what he said in Ephesians chapter 4. He's given the fivefold ministry to be able to do that, to be able to train God's people up to function in our place, in our role. And we need to listen to the fivefold. We need to listen to the apostles and the prophets that are saying, do this, function here. This is what God is saying. And just enjoy that place and realize this is who I am. But I just sense in my spirit that God's speaking to me right now. We can't go nowhere in the church in America because the church is jealous of people like Donald Trump. They're jealous of people in politics. They're jealous of people in the church. Mm. They're jealous of people that are being blessed and financially blessed in their own gathering. It's like, get over it. Get down to the cross and say, you know what, God, you've called me to be a hand, and I'm going to be a hand. I will not be envious. I will not be jealous, and I renounce that over my life, and I submit myself to you in Jesus' name.
Don't forget to visit our sponsors and our underwriters. Go to VFNTV.com. We have all the information and ways for you to connect with them. Listen, if you're in Pensacola looking for a great place to eat, visit Just Fish and Grits. Wonderful fish to go. Visit our sponsors at VFNTV.com. Give them a shout.
And don't forget, partner today by going to VFNTV.com. And follow the promptings. It's our partners who stand with us for God and country in that order, and Israel to help to make this possible, along with our sponsors.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.
Understand, this is serious times.
Yeah.
And we're seeing now the weakening of a nation. And this is how it works. I mean, the big question, this is today's special offer. It's available to you right today, this week. You need to get it. All you do is just make an offer of any, just whatever, any love offering, any gift. Just go to VFNTV.com, click on the special offer. But you have to ask this question, is America under God's judgment? It's a two-part series. It's yours for any offering whatsoever. We want you to get it.
Mm.
immediately you'll be sent a link to be able to download it, to be able to begin to listen to it. Why not take long enough to just ask yourself the question and begin to hear the biblical explanation? Look at the law, look at the evidence, look at the Word of God, look at the evidence, and each phase of judgment. You can find out if this is true, because God will turn over a nation.